It's summer, and a lot of visitors are climbing Diamond Head. Many want a little something to prove that fact. Now the illegal vendor selling the I Climb Diamond Head certificate may get some competition from the state. Political opinion editor at Civil Beat, Chad Blair, has today's reality check. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Vivian.
Okay, so is this a case with this guy of if you can't beat him, join him?
This is a fun one. Denby Fawcett, this is her latest column. And of course, already it's just about the number one story on our site. She's written about this guy named Chico Gomez. And I'll get to your question in just a second. But so he's up there at the summit of Diamond Head every day. And as soon as these people come up, all those visitors, and remember, Diamond Head gets like a million people a year. For $5, he's selling him this certificate, which, of course, they love to buy and take home. But it's really upset a lot of people, namely the state park officials who say, wait a minute, you're violating the rules. So right now, the park authority is thinking about actually putting up a sales agent, if you will, of their own up on the summit to compete with Mr. Gomez and therefore try and get the business rather than having it go to this guy who appears to be operating illegally.
Okay, so if he's operating illegally, then I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, why not just shut him down?
Yeah, well, they've tried. He's been doing this for over 10 years. Chico Gomez argues that he has a First Amendment right to be up there. And the two citations that have been issued against him, he says they were both dismissed. But, you know, Denby talked to a lot of people, including people with the East Diamond Head Association, and they're calling him a bandit. They've been trying to do something for years. They put up warning signs. They didn't get any reaction from that. He keeps persisting. And by the way, he's not a pleasant personality from all descriptions. When people confront him, including Denby, including the park rangers, he starts yelling at him. He starts making a big fuss. And of course, that upsets all the tourists who are there to take nice, lovely photos of Waikiki and beyond from Diamond Head. So he's a very persistent guy. And you can just imagine how much money he's making. He's there for 6 hours every day, charging $5 for these certificates.
Yeah, $5 a pop, and knowing that we have a million visitors coming up there, even if he were to get, you know, a third of them, you know, a quarter of them, maybe even just an eighth of them, he's doing pretty darn well. But at this point, is there anything more than just trying to compete with him? Because it seems like in some ways that means he kind of wins, except for the fact that, you know, somebody might be able to do it for less and maybe the state would offer something better than what he's got. But the whole principle of the whole thing.
Yeah, agreed. One thing that the state is looking at doing is if they do put this person up there on the mountain to compete, they would sell their certificates similar for only $250, right? So you'd be undercutting them right there in terms of the pricing. Not only that, but proceeds, about 12% from those sales would actually go to help Diamond Head directly. And so that might serve as an incentive to folks who are visiting, who enjoy the hike, who want to see the trails maintained, and to support Diamond Head in general. So we'll see whether – I know this much. Denby, who reports a lot about the Diamond Head area, including the problems with the homeless, will be staying on this to see if it works. You got to go check out her story because it's got some great photos, including of Chico Gomez in the action, as well as a copy of their certificate that he sells.
Yeah, I saw the – and everybody else can now, too, by going to the Civil Beat site. But as you said, this is kind of a fun one. But there's an underlying principle here that is
correct. Anything
but. Thanks a whole lot. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring political opinion editor Chad Blair.